We believe he's present. And Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 14:25. He said that the unbeliever and the stranger, the visitor, they ought to be able to come into this assembly. They ought to be able to see, hear, and understand. And they would fall upon their faces and they would worship God and they would proclaim that surely, certainly, he is among you. We have congregated ourselves together to worship God. And as we've congregated ourselves, we are showing that we are committed worshipers. We are committed to coming together as a congregation to worship God. Look at Jesus' life. His is the model life. And the Bible says that his custom is revealed in Luke 4 and verse 16. He came to Nazareth where he grew up, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath. If there was anyone who could ever say, "Now, I feel closer to the Lord out on the Jordan River," surely it was Jesus. He had some marvelous times on the Jordan. If there's anyone who could say, "Now, I like the sea, and I like to go out to the Sea of Galilee. I like the mountainside, and that's where I'm closer to God. Or I love the Rose Garden there in Jerusalem," Jesus surely could have said that. He went to all those places, and he had some wonderful times there with the Lord. But that's not his custom. His practice was to come together with other believers and lift up the name of God in his prescribed way, the way God had wanted it to be. Did not take away from his private devotions, but he certainly spoke with his actions about this great assembly. I heard a man speak about, and he used this illustration, I borrow it from him, about a referee in the NBA, and I thought it was fascinating. His name's Dick Bavetta. And Dick Bavetta had never missed calling a game. 2,100 regular season games, 200 NBA games, and Dick Bavetta had never missed reffing a game. One night it was told that he broke up a fight between two of those great big giant players and they broke his nose. The next night he was there. They say he's over 66 years of age. He runs 8 miles a day so that he can be counted on to be there. We talk about faithfulness in this assembly. It's a choice. If I will submit my will to God, then those feelings that I have will follow my faith. Those feelings go up and down, but they will follow your faith. If we will come together in this assembly to worship in spirit and in truth, we will leave being better people, more like the one we worship.